This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Complaining the West is stuffing Ukraine with weapons, Russia is bombarding railroad stations and other targets in an attempt to cut off weapon supplies. Ukraine's foreign minister has accused Russia of using missile terrorism tactics to spread fear. Air raid sirens sounded in cities across the country Wednesday night. Attacks were reported near the capital, Kyiv, and in Dnipro, where a rail facility was hit. Heavy fighting continued at a steel mill in Mariupol, the last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance in the ruined port city. The attacks came as the European Union moved to further punish Moscow for the war by proposing a ban on oil imports. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday said he would speak with other leaders from the Group of Seven advanced economies this week about potential additional sanctions against Russia over its war in Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the United States was in constant discussions with its partners about further sanctions and could take additional actions to pressure Moscow. At a Wall Street Journal conference, Yellen would not preview any specific actions under consideration, but stressed further measures were likely if Russia continues this war against Ukraine. Biden was asked at the White House about U.S. plans after the European Union proposed its toughest sanctions yet against Russia, including a phased oil embargo.
With regard to the additional sanctions, we're always open to additional sanctions, and I've been in consultation. I'll be speaking with the members of the G7 this week about what we're going to do or not do.
Russia has intensified its offensive in eastern Ukraine, Ukraine's defense ministry said on Wednesday, nearly 10 weeks into a war that has killed thousands of people, uprooted millions, and flattened dozens of Ukrainian cities. This is VOA News. Several humanitarian groups are warning that the number of people facing acute hunger around the world is growing at an alarming rate and calling for action to tackle the life-threatening crisis. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Global Network says around 193 million people experienced extreme hunger last year, with more than 500,000 on the brink of famine in Ethiopia, southern Madagascar, South Sudan, and Yemen. Authors of the report warn the crisis is set to worsen this year. They say the key drivers of food insecurity, conflict, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic are pushing increasing numbers of people into poverty. They say people are not able to afford the price of a meal. The executive director of the World Food Program, David Beasley, calls it a perfect storm. He says whatever progress has been made in feeding the destitute is being lost because of Afghanistan, Ethiopia, and now Ukraine.
We look around the world, 276 million people marching towards starvation, and now we got the breadbasket of the world being turned into bread lines. Who would have ever thought that we would see this in our time, our lifetime? Mass migration taking place out of Ukraine, and it's going to devastate the food security situation around the world.
The Global Network is calling for coordinated collective action to address the food and nutrition crisis. It says emergency funding is needed now to pull starving people back from the brink and longer-term action to create more sustainable agri-food systems. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Guinea's Attorney General has ordered legal proceedings against ousted President Alpha Condé and 26 of his former officials for alleged crimes, including acts of violence while in office, a court document showed on Wednesday. The 84-year-old Condé was overthrown in a military coup last September by officers who now run the country. Anger against him had mounted after he altered the Constitution to run for a third term in 2020. The charges against Condé and his allies range from complicity in murder and assault to destruction of property, referring to violence that broke out around the disputed election. Condé's decision to run for a third term sparked repeated protests, resulting in dozens of deaths, including at least 17 in skirmishes between protesters and police after the vote. Recapping our top story, Russia is bombarding railroad stations and other targets in Ukraine in an attempt to cut off weapon supplies. Ukrainian's foreign minister has accused Russia of using missile terrorism tactics to spread fear. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for